This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces began withdrawing from the Palestinian city of Jenin Tuesday after carrying out one of their biggest military operations in the occupied West for years. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying, "At this moment, we're completing the mission, and I can say that our extensive activity in Jenin is not a one-time operation. The operation, which the Israeli army said was aimed at destroying infrastructure and weapons at a militant group in the camp, continued for a second day Tuesday. It was launched with drone strike in early hours Monday, and over 1,000 troops deployed. At least 12 people were killed, according to Palestinian officials. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg confirmed Tuesday that he will extend his term for another year as the West seeks to maintain unity amid Russia's aggression against Ukraine ahead of next week's annual NATO summit. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
NATO allies will also try to agree on a new investment pledge to spend at least 2% of their annual gross domestic product on defence, amid concerns some members are failing to meet the target. Meanwhile, Sweden's application to join NATO, submitted jointly with Finland in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, continues to be blocked by Turkey, which accuses Stockholm of harboring what Ankara sees as Kurdish terrorists. Allies are hoping for a breakthrough at the summit. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A satellite North Korea failed to put into orbit was not advanced enough to conduct military reconnaissance from space, as it claimed. That's according to South Korea's military. North Korea had tried to launch its first spy satellite in late May, but the long-range rocket carrying it plunged into the waters of the Korean Peninsula's west coast soon after liftoff. This is VOA News. Japan will begin pumping Fukushima water into the ocean with a plan to release a million tons of treated radioactive water. Reuters correspondent Rosanna Philpott explains.
The water disposal will take decades to complete, with a rolling filtering and dilution process alongside the planned decommissioning of the plant. Fishing unions in Fukushima, however, have urged the government not to release the water, arguing it would undo work to restore the damaged reputation of their fisheries. Protesters marched in Tokyo in May with banners reading, "Don't release contaminated water into the ocean." Neighbouring countries have also expressed concern. China has been the most vocal, calling Japan's plan irresponsible, unpopular, and unilateral.
A judge on Tuesday prohibited several federal agencies and officials of U.S. President Joe Biden's administration from working with social media companies about what it calls protected speech. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports from Washington.
A decision called a blow to censorship by one of the Republican Party officials whose lawsuit prompted the ruling. A U.S. district judge in the southern state of Louisiana granted the injunction in response to a 2022 lawsuit alleging the government overstepped in its efforts to convince social media companies to address postings that could result in vaccine hesitancy during the COVID-19 pandemic or affect elections. A White House official says the administration has, quote, promoted responsible actions to protect public health, safety, and security. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Six opposition parties in South Africa say they will discuss forming an alliance for next year's national election in an attempt to end the 30-year-old hold on power of the African National Congress. Such an alliance has been previously proposed, but the idea appeared to gain more momentum while the announcement Tuesday that the six parties would hold meetings on August 16th and 17th over creating a united opposition. The ANC has won every national election in South Africa since the end of white minority rule in 1994. U.S. President Joe Biden will be hosting Sweden's prime minister at the White House Wednesday in a show of solidarity as the United States presses for the Nordic nation's entry into NATO. This comes a week before the alliance's summit. White House says Biden and the Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson will discuss their growing security cooperation and reaffirm their view that Sweden should join NATO as soon as possible. They'll also talk about the war in Ukraine and matters involving China. Sweden and neighbor Finland ended their longstanding policy of military non-alignment after Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.